Okay, now we're 274, Simon Kuf Tes. So let's just start once again, just to read the Machaber very quick, learn the Machaber very quickly. Hanechlan Space Hakneses Umatza Tzibor Mispalim. Somebody came into shul and the minion's davening already. Davening, we mean Shmon Esrei. Im Yachol Hakov Ligmar Kom Shiagia Shatz LeKedusha OleKaddish. So if the person who did this dastardly deed of coming late, if he could start Shmon Esrei. Now, obviously, he started davening before, right? Right. So he's up to Shira Chadasha. That's right. Once, after you get to Shira Chadasha, so then you can't stop. We'll see later, because there's an idea, of, as you all know, of being Soma Kula L'Tfila. Once you say, Brochat Hashem, Gual Yisrael, you have to daven Shmon Esrei. Gual Yisrael, you have to connect together with Shmon Esrei. Kula L'Tfila. You have to do that. So the place to stop is Shira Chadasha. So the person's up to Shira Chadasha. He has to make an instantaneous decision. Could he make it, if he starts Shmon Esrei now, will he be able to finish in time that the Chazan, by the time the Chazan gets up to Kedusha or Kaddish? Now again, as we mentioned last night, the Kaddish case is Ma'ariv, right? He comes late for Ma'ariv. They're davening Shmon Esrei. So he's up to Shmon Esrei. So now he has to decide, could I finish Shmon Esrei by the time the Chazan gets up to Kaddish, right? So yesterday, Kaddish is on a higher level of Kedusha. If you have to stop for Kedusha, if you have to make it by Kedusha, you have to make it for Kaddish. So the idea is, as we mentioned yesterday, the idea is we don't want you to miss. We don't want you to miss out on answering for Kaddish or Kedusha. So you got to finish. So you have to finish by that time. So if you could do that, Yispalo. So start davening, if you could finish in time. And the Rama says, "V'adin amein ha'kela kadosh u'shmeya tefila dinam kekash u'kedusha." So the Rama says, and the same thing applies for the ameins for ha'kela kadosh and shmeya tefila. The Machar picks up, "V'imlav, ayispalo, if you can't finish in that time, don't daven. Don't daven. Why? Because you'll blow... you'll miss the opportunity to answer Kaddish or Kedusha. Im ein hashah overes, and this assuming that it's not getting late. In other words, obviously, you know, we have to say Shmon Esrei in the morning by a certain time. It's called Zman Tefila, as you all know. So if it's right up to Zman Tefila, you're right at the line, so then you don't wait for anything, right? You daven, because if you wait for Kedusha or Kaddish or wait, and then start, it might be too late. Might be too late. You might be too late. You might be over. You might have passed over the time of Zman Tefila. So this is all assuming that you got a little time. Vim nichnas achar kedusha, if you came after kedusha. So the Chazan already said kedusha. You walk into after Akela. He's starting at Tachonim. So now another decision. Im yachol lahachil uveligmor kodem shiyagia ashatz lemodim. So then another instantaneous decision. Could you finish Shmon Esrei by the time he'll get to modim? Meaning, either you got down very fast, or he downs very slow, or hopefully both. Right? He's maybe a chazan, maybe it's Shabbos, and he's, you know. And Shabbos would be a good example. It's a short Shmon Esrei, so maybe you could do it. So you got to, now point B is, you have to finish Shmon Esrei before Modim. Why? So if you can make it to Modim before he gets to Modim, Yispalo. If not, you shouldn't daven. You shouldn't start davening. Why? Because we saw yesterday, we'll see it more, because the idea is everybody's bowing, and you can't bow. Well, we'll talk about that. Next page, and the Machaber continues. What you can also do is, even if you won't finish Shmon Esrei, if you could get in the second case, again, where we're talking about that you have to wait for Modim. Why do you have to wait for Modim? Because everybody's bowing and you're not bowing. So either finish Shmon Esrei before they get to Modim, so you could say Modim, or, I'm sure you all thought about this, also, if I could catch up and get to a bracha where everybody bows. It looks like Magen Avraham, right? Because if you could time it right, so then you'll be bowing for Magen Avraham, they'll be bowing for Modim, so you wouldn't look like a kofar. You wouldn't look like, right, the whole problem, as we said yesterday, is looks you like you don't want to bow down to Hashem. So therefore, we want you to bow. So good. So either if I could get to Modim, or the bracha after Modim, or right? The beginning of Shemona Esrei or Magen Avraham, all these places where we bow. So then you'll bow, if you could sync it, that you'll bow when they bow, even though it's for two different things, but just what does it look like? So it doesn't look like you're denying Hashem. So that would also be okay. So then you could start Shemona Esrei, time it right, bow when they bow.
I mean, if you're already thinking about why, how you're going to time
it. Very good
it,
point. You're not going to be able to daven.
Well, that's one thing. Or stam just daven like as if you were not in Shemona Esrei, right? You could just time it. I mean, if you walk in, that everybody's. I'm not sure if that. But I mean, like, if you're thinking that much anyway, then just
you're gonna go crazy, right? So, well, we'll see. Stomp. You can't bow. Well, we'll see. Hold off on that. Hold off on both ideas. But there, the Mishnah Berurah does say that if this is gonna drive you crazy, and I don't know about most of you, but this would drive me crazy to try to sink it. I mean, I just can't concentrate that much. So then you could just, and it'll mess up your whole Shemona Esrei anyways. So then you could just dab it. But again, if you have a little more hard disk than I do, and you could do this, so then obviously that's what you should do. Okay, but we'll see about your other point in a second. Or maybe not in a second, but. Kshiagia shliach tzibur lamodim yispalo. So again, if you could sync it, so then you can also start davening now. Why? The whole problem is modim. So you'll bow at modim. When? With one of those places where we usually bow. Vim sark lahacho kde lismo gula latvila. Vim damen lo shemagia shats lamodim. Let's say you already said the bracha, bracha to Hashem Goal Yisrael. So as I mentioned before, if you said the bracha Goal Yisrael, you got to start davening Shemona Esrei, right? Because you have to connect the bracha Goal Yisrael to Shemona Esrei. Smicha Gula L'Tfila. So very, I'm sure very common. You weren't paying attention what they're up to. You walked in late. Again, as I mentioned yesterday, this is all averted if you come on time. So one of the many advantages. So now, you said the bracha, bracha to Hashem Gali, so you got to daven Shemona Esrei now. But he's almost up to modim, right? He's getting close to modim. Shuhu ba'achas me'al brachos yishacha imo. So again, if you have to start Shemona Esrei, you have to start Shemona Esrei now. He's up to somewhere like Yerushalayim Yircha, Tzemach David. So you have to start now. You can't wait. What are you going to do? Wait? Again, if he's right up to modem, so you're right. You could wait a second or two. But you can't wait that long because you have to. So now, if you're in one of the middle brachas, in other words, you're a little later. By the time he gets up to modem, you're a little later. So you could bow with the chazan. We'll talk about this. Avlimu b'tchilas ol b'sofa lo yishacha, she'ein shochim b'tchila bracha ol b'sofa ela b'avos ol b'da. This is all that you could bow if you're in the middle of a bracha. So let's say you're up to Shema Koleinu, right? You weren't paying attention. And you know, you're up to Shema Hashem Elokeinu, Chus Barachim Elokeinu, Ka Barach Meretzen Tzvil Seinu. And you hear the chazan, and he's up to Modim. Bracha to Amakzer Shkenasu Letzion. Now what do you do? I'm stuck. I'm in the middle of a bracha, and I wasn't paying attention, or whatever the case may be. And they're up to Modim. They're up to modem. And we say it's very important to bow with them. If you don't bow, you look like a chas v'shalom, like a kofer. So now what do you do? So last line of defense is, Machaber says you could bow as long as you're in the middle of a bracha. Not if you're at the beginning or the end of a bracha. Why? Because you're only allowed to bow at the beginning and then the brachas where we bow. The four times we bow, those, right? First time we bow is the beginning of all of us and the end of brachas, right? And also the bracha of modim, beginning of modim, and the bracha atosh u'mchalach ha'noel odos. That's the end of the bracha. You're only allowed to bow at the beginning and the end of the bracha in those spots. So therefore, if you're in the middle of a bracha, that's good. You can bow in the middle of a bracha. I mean, in this type of case. But if you're at the beginning or the end of a bracha, let's say you're up to bracha atosh shomea tefila, you're up to bracha atah, you can't bow. Can't bow because then it looks like you're adding on to the bowing.